Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where I share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We're from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lake Shore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure. US. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, tax season is here, and for a lot of people getting refunds, they are using that money to either make home improvements, catch up on some bills, or purchase a vehicle. Now, when it comes to purchasing a vehicle, it's important to be careful nowadays as social media has made it a lot easier for scammers to con people out of their hard-earned money. Now, recently I had seen a TikTok about a scam about people selling fairly brand new vehicles on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace for below their market value because the owners had lost the titles to them and, according to the listing, didn't want to go through the hassle of getting a new title. Apparently, according to this TikTok, what happens is after you purchase these vehicles, the sellers report them stolen to their insurance company, who after a short period of time totals the vehicle and pays off the loan. So the seller walks away with your money. The loan that they had on the vehicle is paid off. And if you try to get a new title on the vehicle, you're going to be arrested and charged with theft. So you're out your money and you're out the vehicle because the vehicle is going to be taken by the authorities and it's going to be given to the insurance company. And you're going to be arrested and charged with theft. Now, is there any truth to this TikTok? Honestly, who knows? It's one of those things where there may have been one news story in some town that this happened to one person. Just like on those Farm Bureau ads that you've seen, you know, where they go through the museum where, you know, they show off the different things. You know, one instance that happened at one particular time, or I don't remember if you remember years ago, there was like a progressive ad where somebody like got into a fender bender and a progressive adjuster just happened to be like right there and witnessed the thing and was able to write the person a check for their damages right there on the spot and handed it to them. So, I mean, it was like a one-off. It's just, you know, astronomical that this happened. You know, it's just all the planets aligned at this particular point in time that, you know, this progressive insured happened to get in an accident, you know, right when a progressive adjuster just happened to be right there and witness the entire thing. And the adjuster helped the client turn in a claim right there, was able to write up the estimate and write a check right there and hand it to the client. Before, you know, the police officer finished their report of the accident. You know, it's just one of those things. So I'm thinking maybe this TikTok about this scam with the no title vehicles could be, you know, or it could be an urban legend. Who knows? You know, there is a process with an insurance claim when it comes to a stolen vehicle. And it could take up to 30 days for it to get settled. You know, the insurance company has to give the authorities time to do their investigation and recovery efforts. You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, the insurance company is going to give it like 3 days and say, yep, couldn't find it. Well, okay, we're going to pay off your loan. You know, I mean, there's got to be an investigation. They got to give it time. That's why it'll take probably up to 30 days for, you know, like I said, to let the authorities do their investigation, do a search. And, you know, usually if they don't find it within a 30-day period, that's when they consider it, you know, lost. And that's when they'll, you know, pay off the loan or, you know, total out the vehicle or whatever. And then, on the other hand, most people are going to try and get a new title and register their vehicle within a week of purchasing it. So recovery of the stolen vehicle would happen pretty quickly, I imagine. So again, this whole story of, you know, the seller selling this no title vehicle and reporting it to their insurance company and having their loan paid off before this person tries to get a new title. You know, it's just, there's too many ifs. It just doesn't jibe. Now, we here at M. Vanderpoel Insurance, we recommend you never purchase a vehicle without a title. And especially if you're going to purchase a vehicle from a private party, you always get a bill of sale. Always. And if you're going to sell a vehicle, you always have a bill of sale. You have two copies of the bill of sale. You have the buyers sign both copies. You as a seller sign both copies. And you keep that until the day you die. I've had several situations where the buyer who buys the vehicle doesn't register the vehicle right away, gets into an accident, and of course it doesn't get registered and plated. And my client gets involved. And I've had a situation where, one situation where the client didn't have the bill of sale and had to go through a whole lot of rigmarole to try and prove that they had sold the vehicle to this person. I don't remember how it all came out, but in the end, the person, the client did get absolved of the whole situation. But that's we as an agency recommend that you never buy a vehicle without a title. And then number two, you always have a bill of sale. Whether you're a seller or a buyer, you always get a bill of sale. Always. Without question. Now, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, go in the upper right, type in used car buying tips, should bring you to our blog post for today. I've got a link to an article or a video from a YouTuber called Car Titles. And it's an interesting video. I think it's like 15 minutes long. And it talks about the pitfalls of purchasing vehicles without titles. They got a whole division of dealing with people that purchase vehicles without titles and all the pitfalls and situations that they have to deal with on a daily basis with people calling in and the situations and problems they have dealing with no title vehicles. So very fascinating and really makes you think twice about purchasing a vehicle without a title. So definitely check that out. Another thing to consider is the title itself. You certainly want to make sure the title is clear and there's no lien. If there's a lien listed on the title and it's been paid off, there should be a stamp that the lien has been paid off and a date that it was paid off, or paperwork stapled to the title showing the lien has been paid off. If neither is there, be wary. If you wish to proceed to purchase the vehicle, insist on going to the lien holder and getting a copy of the payoff paperwork. That's important. Because you know that you can't retitle the vehicle until the lien's paid off. If you get that title from the seller and you try to go and retitle it, you take that to the Secretary of State or your DMV. DMV may come back and say, "Yeah, well, the Lien holder says that there's still money owed on this vehicle, and you cannot retitle it. Well, you go back to the seller. The seller was like, hey, that's not my problem. You could have some serious issues. I just thought another thing as far as the title, you want to make sure that the person selling it is the person on the title. If the person is not on the title, you need to find out if that person is legally allowed to sell the vehicle. You know, it could be a grandmother, it could be an aunt, it could be a mother, it could be a brother. That's another thing to be wary of as well, is if you purchase the vehicle, make sure that the person that's on the title is the person that you're purchasing the vehicle from. Now, salvage title vehicles, and that would be the orange title vehicles, they can still be insured by many insurance companies, but only for liability and medical only. Orange title vehicles, they have been deemed a total loss by an insurance company, meaning that an insurance company has deemed them a total loss and has already paid out on it. They may still be roadworthy. They may still be able to be on the road. But since it's already been paid off, paid out on by an insurance company, you can only insure it for liability and medical only. I've got several insurance companies that are willing to do salvage title vehicles as long as they are safe to drive. Now, junk title vehicles, this isn't one to consider. Junk title vehicles are considered not roadworthy and considered parts-only vehicles. They cannot be insured whatsoever. And from what I understand, if a vehicle has a junk title, it will never be able to be roadworthy or be able to be retitled as a roadworthy vehicle ever again. So be very, very careful. So watch out as far as the titles. If you've got a clean green title, you're good to go. An orange salvage title's okay. Rebuilt title's okay. But if you see junk title, that's a big no-no. Even though the vehicle may look good, obviously there's something wrong with the vehicle that the state considers it not roadworthy and is considered a parts-only vehicle. Not only are you not allowed to drive it on the road, no insurance company will insure it. So be very, very wary when it comes to the titles. Now, the YouTuber Car Wizard, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he has a great video. And again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Lux Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. In the upper right, type in used car buying tips. It'll bring you to our blog. And then I've got a link to a great video that he has on the four things you should check before buying any used car. So be sure to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week. And temperatures are starting to dip down. We're still in the spring months, which is great. Winter is over. But spring is here, and I'm very thankful for that. So until next time, I hope you have a wonderful week. Have a safe week, and stay warm. Take care.